everybody. Welcome back to the Passion Podcast. Louis Giglio coming to you from Atlanta, Georgia. Yes, Passion is still with us. I know some of you are thinking, what happened? We were walking along together. We were tracking together. Life was good. I was enjoying the podcast. And then poof, you guys absolutely disappeared on us. And we did for a little while. So we're sorry and we're back. And I'm excited to let you know today that things are running full tilt at the Passion House here in Atlanta. We're just a couple of weeks away from Passion 2012 at the Georgia Dome, and we are really, really expecting some incredible things. God is up to something amazing. So we're going to talk about it a little bit today on the podcast. I've got a couple of cool new musical features for you. If you don't know, new music's coming from the David Crowder Band any day now. Got a little sneak peek for you. If you haven't been to one of his concerts on this 7 tour, you're going to enjoy listening to this little sample. And I've got new music for you from Chris Tomlin as well. And speaking of new music, I love our new Roland music that we use today on the podcast. It's called We Are the Free from Matt Redman and his new album, 10,000 Reasons, which has been out now for a couple of months. But if you do not have it, you've got to get a hold of it. We recorded it live at Lyft here back in February. Phenomenal songs, phenomenal spirit, presence of God was in the space in those couple of days where Matt was leading and we were recording, and it's all translated onto the record, and the songs are just incredible. So thank you, Matt, for We Are the Free, the freedom generation, and that's what it's all about as we're heading to the Dome. That phrase is really ringing in our hearts, and I know we got people listening all over the world today, and I'm so glad you're back with us. Some of you guys in Beijing and folks in Boise and folks in everywhere else on the planet. So some of you are thinking, I'm going to be in the Dome. I'm already there. I'm on board. I got my place. Some of you are like, I am so far around the world. This is not a possibility for me to get there. Well, hang out with us a little bit because we need you to pray for us. We need you to feel like you're part of this thing. And by all means, you can link in with us, hopefully through our web stream, no matter where you are in the world. But we are on our way to something special. And it's not just about an event. It's not just about how many people we can get into a space. It's about a generation rising up to say, you know what, we are instruments in the hand of Almighty God. And if you don't take anything else away from the podcast today, I hope that you will take that away today, that you are an instrument in the hand of God. And it doesn't matter what you think about what the circumstances are today, or what you think about how useful your life is today, or what you think about whether or not you're in a place where you can have influence for the things that matter today. God is orchestrating life, and God is orchestrating the place that you're in today. You might be in a great sunny place or in a really hard, difficult place, but God orchestrates our lives. He's sovereign, in charge of our lives. He's still in control of you today. Nobody has hijacked your life from the plans and purposes of a God who created you, who redeemed you and rescued you, and who loves you more than you even love yourself today. You are in his hands, and you are on track with his purposes. We just finished a series here at Passion City Church called Unusual, and I'm not going to get over it for a long, long time. And we ended talking about the life of Joseph and, you know, just the ultimate of ultimate comebacks at the end of his life with his brothers gathered around, and they're all freaking out because he's now the second most powerful man in Egypt. Their father has died, and they are basically at the mercy of a brother that they threw in a pit, plotted to kill, ended up selling out to some Ishmaelite gypsies who resold him again into slavery in an Egyptian ruler's household, who was framed by that guy's wife, put down in prison, forgotten by a fellow prisoner when he was raised back up into the good graces of the Pharaoh. And then years after the fact, was raised up by Pharaoh to be the salvation of all of Egypt and of the neighboring nations and of his own family at the end of the day. But come on, let's don't forget, Joseph lost 13 years of life before he's reunited now with the plan of God for his family. From 17 to 30, it's a wash of broken dreams, of abandonment, of betrayal, and he's stuck in a place, but God never wasn't there. And at the end of it all, to his brothers, he says, hey, don't be afraid. I am in God's place. That, my friends, is freedom. That's freedom right there. That's being able to rise up above whatever the circumstances are and say, you know what? I wouldn't choose this. I don't even like this, but come on, I'm in God's place, because there wasn't a day where God said, well, I guess I just am going to kind of, you know, get out of the way here for a while and just let your life do whatever. I mean, God supervises the plans of the lives of the people who are committed to Him. And He puts us sometimes in really difficult places so that we can be a part of salvation for many, many people. And He said, hey, I'm in God's place. And then He comes back with this phrase. He says, what you meant for evil, God meant for good, to bring about this present result, to do this thing that's being done right now. All these 13 years of craziness, all were being set up for this moment right here. God intended it for good, to bring about this present result, the saving of many, many people. And so I just want to encourage you today, wherever you are, because it's not so much today about getting to the dome. I mean, we're excited about getting to the dome. Don't make any mistake about that today. But it's important today that we think about the dorm. And you may be, hey, I'm beyond college. I'm not living in a dorm anymore. I never went to college, or I'm too young to be in college. Well, you can just insert your own word today. The desk, if you're at work today. You know, the duty, if you're out somewhere in the military serving today. The stuff on your list today, the classroom you're sitting in, the middle school that you're attending right now, the washer and dryer that are your companions for the rest of this day, whatever it is that's before you today, the boardroom, you know, maybe you're flying an airplane in an hour from now and you're sitting in a lounge in an airport somewhere about to do your job and fly people around the country or around the world. Doesn't matter that the other side of that thing, the point of it is this, that it's not about us getting to the dome, getting to these big events, getting, you know, to the place where we're all together and life couldn't be better. It's about whether or not there's something real happening in my life today, happening in your life today, that actually is different. You know, like the psalmist said, my soul will boast in the Lord, Psalm 34, let the afflicted hear and rejoice. Is there anything going on in us today that Jesus was so good to us today, that He is so real to us today, that He's so enough for us today, that it's bleeding through, you know, it's just bleeding through. It's like sitting a plastic cup of a cold drink on a paper on your desk, and, you know, 30 minutes later, there's a ring on that paper and the piece of paper below that piece of paper and the piece of paper below that piece of paper. It just bled through, you know, and that's what we're talking about, not bumper sticker faith where we have to plaster it out or put a pin on our lapel, but where it just bleeds through. And if people are around us long enough, the fact that we love Him, the fact that we are completely head over heels in love with Him, it bleeds through our lives. My soul will boast in the Lord. Let the afflicted hear and rejoice. That's the dorm. That's the desk. That's the boardroom. That's the cockpit. That's the laundry room. That's the athletic field. That's wherever it is that we're doing our life today. And it's about Jesus making a difference there. And so I'm just praying today that that's reality for us, and that we don't, any of us, get this kind of idea that I got to get to a certain conference or I've got to get to a certain thing so that I can experience the power of God. We get to conferences and we get to things because it's good for the people of God to gather together to lift up His name, whether that's your local congregation on Sunday, whether it's me rolling into PCC, whether us coming to Passion 2012 at the Dome or some other gathering that the Spirit of God organizes for us. That's awesome. But the reality is it working in my life and in your life? And we're going to talk about the dome a little bit today. By the way, you can follow us at Passion268 on Twitter if you are a Twitter user. Maybe you're still on Facebook, which is great. But if you want to join the wave of the future, then sign up for a Twitter account. It's really an easy way to stay connected with the people that you are influenced by and the people you want to stay connected with around the world. And you don't have to follow 1,000 people. You might just want to follow 20 or 50 or 100 people. You just want to know, what are they thinking today? Where are they today? What's going on in their life today? It's a really, I've found it to be an incredible way to stay connected to people. It's where I get a lot of my news. It's the way I can pray for people. One of the persons I follow is the Joshua Project's Unreached People Group. And every day on my Twitter feed in the morning, comes a different unreached people group in the world, where they are, what their name of their group is. And then if I want to click on the link, I can get the whole page with all the information. It's pretty amazing. A couple of weeks ago when the Bozo people of Mali, Africa popped up on my unreached people group Twitter feed. And I was like, man, and I read down. It was so cool, guys. Check this out. Down to the bottom of the prayer request for those people. And we're using a pseudonym for them, but it actually tweeted them out as the Bozo. So, but down at the bottom, it said, pray for those who are translating scripture for these people. And I thought, man, I will pray for them. But come on, through Passion, we've actually been able to fund the translation of a huge chunk of scripture, the first project to be completed for that unreached people group. And it just all came together. So that's, you can follow people like that. You don't just have to follow whoever it is, the top three people everybody in the world follows. You can find somebody that really encourages you, challenges you, or just makes you laugh. But if you want to follow us, we're at Passion268. That's where you can find us on Twitter, and you can see what's going on day by day or multiple times throughout the day. But we're going to talk about the conference. We're going to talk about Passion 2012. And we're going to answer some of your questions, like what's on for the Dome? What's next? Is there a Passion 2013 out there? Is there a world tour coming next year in 2012? You guys talked about some things. Is there anything on the docket for that? And the question a lot of people are asking, is it true that Passion 2012 at the Dome is the last time I'm going to see the David Crowder Band play? And I have to be the bearer of bad news today. It is absolutely a reality. The David Crowder Band is splitting up. And, you know, I think there's a time and a season for everything. They've had a phenomenal decade of making the most amazing Christian music. Such a creative voice in this space of worship music in the church in the last 10 years. But, you know, there's a time and season for everything. And all these guys, they're not going to disappear off the face of the earth. I don't think David Crowder is going to vanish and not be with us anymore. But it's time for them just to, you know, go a different direction, try some different things, reconfigure in another way. And we love them so much. We've been partners with them, Six Steps Records, and carrying the vision, the songs, the music of David Crowder Band since their inception, really. And we love those guys. An amazing, amazing group of men. And we are so for them, and we've just been cheering them on this 7 tour. And if you've been out to see them somewhere on the 7 tour, by the time you hear this, 7 tour is going to be just about over. It ends in 2 days from today. But if you've already seen them, you've already heard some of the new music coming from their new album. They got a new album coming out, actually going to be released at Passion at the Dome, coming to the whole world maybe about a week later, but we'll have an early release at the Dome. And it is unreal, people. That's all I'm telling you. And you're like, well, that sounds like you're just trying to hype it up. Come on. If you're a Crowder fan, you already know it doesn't need to be hyped up. And if not, I'm just telling you, it's unreal. That's all I'm going to say about it. I'm going to leave the title, the artwork, the number of tracks on it. I'm going to leave all that to your oh wow factor when you see it. But one of the singles has been released already. It's really beautiful. It's called Let Me Feel You Shine. It's at Christian Radio right now. And it is available at iTunes as well, just as a little precursor to what's to come. But I want you to hear a little bit of it because it's kind of what we're talking about. It's God, here I am in this place of life, and I'm desperate for a touch from you. I'm desperate for you to do something in me. That Psalm 34 passage says that when we look to him, our faces are radiant, and we are not covered in shame. And that whole thing of God, I'm just seeking you, looking for you. So from the David Crowder Band, coming on their new album of brand new music coming out after the first of the year, released first at Passion 2012 at the Dome. Here's their latest single, a little sampler for you, Let Me Feel You Shine. I swear I'm trying to give everything. Let Me Feel You Shine, David Crowder Band. I love it. And you are going to love hearing the whole song. You're going to love hearing this new album. So watch for it coming to iTunes and everywhere Christian music sold right after the first of the year. Also, if you didn't know already and you happen to be a Crowder fan, you probably know this already, but Crowder's got a little EP out for Christmas called Oh for Joy. It's great music, by the way, but the cover is almost worth the price of the CD. So, you know, I know we buy digital music these days, but this is one of those where you want to go to a store and see if they can, you know, if they know what a CD is and actually buy the CD. The cover is fantastic. We've got an incredible designer on our team here named Leighton Ching, and Leighton does amazing work, but this cover on this Oh for Joy Christmas EP from Crowder is just nuts. So check it out. Anyway, it's going to be exciting, and these guys are going to be playing. You're going to get to see them at the Dome. It is going to be their last final appearance together as the David Crowder Band, but they'll be there along with all the rest of us leading out. And at the end of the day, the Dome's not about David Crowder. It's not about John Piper or anybody else that's going to be there. The Dome is about Jesus, and it's about the Jesus generation united for his renown. And I hope you are planning on being there. I was at Breakaway a few weeks ago talking to students there, and I think I said this to them when we were there on a Tuesday night. I said, look, this is going to be one of those things that when you are talking to somebody who is there, you're going to be thinking to yourself, I wish I had gone. I wish I had done whatever it took to get to Atlanta for January 2nd through the 5th. And I'm telling you right now, that is exactly what's going to happen, and you need to figure it out. You do not have a lot of time left, and you need to figure it out. We're moving across the street from Phillips and the World Congress Center, right next door to the Georgia Dome. Just say a little bit about that so you'll know what's going on. We simply did that because we were running out of space. You know, we sold Atlanta out the last 2 years. We had about 21,000, 22,000 people in Atlanta last January, and we just couldn't get everybody in. So we added Fort Worth, Texas in April. Same event, same speakers, just on a Friday, Saturday, Sunday version of it out in Fort Worth. And we were out there in the Fort Worth Convention Center, Arena, whatever, and we sold that out. And so there were about 22,000 people, something like that, 21,000 in Atlanta, 9,000 more out in Fort Worth. And so we're like, you know, what do we do? So Atlanta's not going to work. And we just thought, well, there's a big dome sitting next door over there. It's enormous, but let's go for it. So we did. We announced that last year. You guys that were there went absolutely crazy, and we thought we'd go for it. Just to clarify a couple of things about the dome, it is incredible, and it is huge. And some people said, wow, I went online. I saw our capacity at the Georgia Dome, 75,000 people. It's going to be so incredible to be there. Well, growing up in Atlanta from 21,000 last year to 75,000 is a pretty large jump. So that really wasn't our plan at any point. We were thinking that we would sort of cut the dome in half. We'd create a half house scenario in there, and we're hoping to have maybe between 30 and 40,000 people at the dome. Our plan really was to get Fort Worth and Atlanta together in one room. So none of this dual venue, Passion Atlanta stuff where we got World Congress Center Arena and Phillips Arena linked together, but both those groups and Fort Worth all in one space together. So that's what we were going for. And just to let you know, just a couple things really fast, because people are like, well, why don't you do this? And why don't you do that? And what about this? And what about that? Well, A, the NFL plays in the Georgia Dome, not to mention the fact that the Chick-fil-A Bowl is going to be in there two nights before Passion. But there is an NFL playoff game going on, you know, on Sunday. We start the next night, maybe on Monday. Who knows? I mean, it's crazy. And so we're waiting for month after month after month. You remember this little thing called the NFL strike? Do you remember that? The lockout that went on and on forever, cost them the preseason games and all that stuff? Well, guess who was waiting the whole time that was going on to get an answer from the NFL about whether or not we could meet in the dome and what we could do in there? That's right. You and me, we were all on hold. We thought it's going to be till April, then it was going to be May, then it was going to be June, then it was going to be July. So we spent most of this year waiting on the NFL to get their business together so that we could then get an answer to go forward with the dome. So that's a big, big factor that's been going on. The second thing is that with a bowl game and with an NFL football game, the load in to get us into the dome and then out of the dome by the time we theoretically might have to be out if there's another playoff game in there, it's impossible. And I just want you to know that it was not possible to load in all that we had to load in and start Passion in such a way that we could have a four-day gathering in there. And our team literally has figured out how to make the almost impossible slightly possible. And these guys are doing a heroic effort. And part of that, I won't get into all the details of it, but part of it is that we have to do a lot of work in advance, and we have to do things that we can set in motion that are not visible to the people who come to those other games. It's very complex and it's very involved, and all of that had to be approved by the NFL before now. So we're kind of set, you know. We kind of set this thing where we could have 30 or 40,000 people there on the high side. And we're kind of stuck there. We can't just make a decision 3 weeks from now when all you guys roll in December and say, hey, I decided I want to go. Well, we can't go back at that point to the NFL because the NFL isn't like real passion, you know, passionate about Passion. I don't think they're not. But when we say, hey, we're from Passion and we got tens of thousands of college students coming to the Georgia Dome, they're like, uh-huh. So it's not like they're going to go, oh, so you got more people coming. Well, we'll just redo everything and we'll rework the NFL schedule around what you guys need. So we're kind of in motion. So when people tell you we're trying to pack out the dome, sell out the dome, we're not trying to do that this year. And I don't want you to think that way so you'll be disappointed when you get there. I think it'd be amazing. And it's possible it's going to be the largest Passion gathering in our 15-year history and one of the largest, if not the largest, gathering of university-aged people specifically for Jesus that's ever happened. So it's going to be incredible when we get in there. But that's what we're shooting for. And are we coming back in 2013? That's what people want to know. If I don't make it this year, can I make it next year? And I just need to let you know, we don't think so. We might not. We'd like to, but the schedule next year gets even more complicated the way January 1st, 2nd fall, the way the bowl schedule falls, the way the games fall. It's just not a window for us to get in the dome next year, and we're praying that God will change that, and I would encourage you to put that on your prayer list just to say, you know, Lord, whatever you want, we want. But we're not sure right now, and so I can't say for sure, yeah, if you can't make it this year, we're going to be back in the dome next year. I'm not saying we won't. I'm just saying it's not likely today that we will. We're still working on it every single day. And so we don't know what 2013 looks like. We do know that we're going to be back out in the world in 2012. There will be some Passion World events coming in 2012. We'll be back to some of the cities we've been to before, which I can't release right now, and we'll be going to at least one new city, Lord willing, that we've never been to before. And I can tell you this about the cities. Some of them are not near Atlanta, Georgia. They are far away, and we're thrilled about it, and we're excited about what God might lead us to do, but that's the idea. So, hey, come on, be a part of the dome. It's going to be amazing. I'm looking at this little plot right now because we had a meeting yesterday about some things, and it's kind of the dome set up with all the chairs on the field, our stage where it is, and it shows every section of the dome and the lower bowl, the club level, and the upper level. And in the upper level, like take, for example, section 325. Some of you are going to be sitting in section 325, one of the sessions at Passion 2012, and it tells every section what is the capacity. And the capacity of that section of 325 is 563 people. So 563 of you are going to be sitting, it may be once, maybe twice, maybe never, in section 325. It's the upper deck. If you're facing out from the stage, it's upper deck to the left. And I'll just tell you this, that in the last 3 days, actually the last day or two, day and a half, because I'm not checking it every single hour, section 325 filled up, 563 people. So in the last day or two, bam. So that's kind of the way people are coming into this thing right now. We're coming up on our big price increase on December 1st. So could it sell out the way we've got it configured? That's possible. That's kind of a crazy thought. And then there'd be a bunch of empty seats around there because of all the things I mentioned to you before. So just because it's a dome and just because it's big, don't delay. but come on and be a part of it. I'll come back, and I got a couple of other things I want to make sure you know about Passion 2012 at the Dome, but the main one is this. We're going to do something together to come around that phrase we opened with from Matt Redman, the Freedom Generation. Our Do Something Now cause this year has got all of us so fired up, just the way God breathed into it. And we normally do something, as you know, as we come together to wed worship and justice for education, for water. We usually do something to train pastors somewhere in the world. We do something for kids somewhere in the world. We do something involving human trafficking somewhere in the world. The difference this year is when you put all of us together, these tens of thousands of us, the whole walk-through, go center, touch and feel it thing becomes very, very difficult for that many people to be able to experience it. And we've just are trying to streamline our efforts to the greatest possible good that we can do. And we're going to make our whole focus freedom for the 27 million men, women, and children who are enslaved around the world while you're listening to this podcast right now. That could range from a young girl who's being trafficked right here in Atlanta, Georgia, for sexual exploitation. It could be small children in Southeast Asia who were sold by their own family into sexual exploitation, 4, 5, 6, 7 years old, who are living in a literal hell today that never ends day after day after day. Or it could be a family that's in bonded into slavery in some kind of rice farm or a factory somewhere in the world, and a debt has been escalated for a grandparent that the grandparent could never pay. So his kids and the grandkids have been born into labor in this factory. It's what they do 8, 10, 12 hours a day, every day, for their whole life. That's what they're going to do, and they'll never be able to repay that debt. They'll never be able to choose for themselves what path they want to be on. And then just on and on and on. I mean, harvesting of cocoa beans in a family that needs money sells an able-bodied 10-year-old boy to a cocoa farmer, and that boy's life for the next 5, 10, 15, 20 years is to harvest cocoa beans that go to factories that make chocolate that you and I love and enjoy so much. It's epidemic everywhere in the world. And we may not can do everything at Passion 2012, but we're going to do something. And we are going to put this cause front and center. It's not going to be down underneath in a go center that we only know about. It's going to be out in public. It's going to be visible to the city of Atlanta. It's going to be visible to CNN, our next door neighbor right there at the Dome. And we're going to erect an art installation based on the way that we give as we come together over these 4 days. And we're going to partner with 5 opportunities and a 6th that's just coming together for people who work not only with prevention, but some with rescue and then some with restoration for people trapped in slavery around the world. And our goal is $1 million, and we are going to raise that in the 4 days of Passion 2012. And I like that we've gotten pushback from you guys already. You're like, hey, we raised more than $1 million last year, so why'd you set the goal so low? Our goal last year was $500,000, and you blew that out of the water. So we're putting the goal up to $1 million, and we're fully expecting that we're going to blow that goal away. But you need to come prepared. You need to pray. You need to think. You need to go to the website, the Passion 2012 website. You do not know, well, my college pastor signed us up, and on January 2nd, we'll get in a van, and it'll stop at some point, and we'll get out, and we'll be there. Hey, you've got to take another step, okay? You've got to go to the website yourself. You've got to click on Do Something Now. You've got to read about the causes. You've got to understand the way we're leaning. You've got to start praying for us, man, because we're out doing some things right now to prepare the way for this. We got people on the front lines of human trafficking around the world right now as we're getting ready for this. And the enemy is not thrilled that we're shining a light on the way that he's wrecking the lives of 27 million people around the world. And so you need to pray. You need to have a little Do Something Now jar somewhere on your desk, at home, in your dorm room, wherever, in your apartment, and you need to be putting money in it. You need to be asking your family. Here's an incredible thought, okay, just a little seed for today, that you're thinking, well, you know, I don't have a ton of money. Maybe I could put $20 in or $50 in. That's great. How about your lacrosse team? How much could they put in? How much could your fraternity put in? How much could the guys at your dad's office put in? If you just wrote it up and said, hey, look, all this money, if you trust me, I'm going to carry it to Atlanta. I'm going to deposit every cent of it into Do Something Now. It's going to go to five organizations that are freeing and restoring slaves around the world. Everybody wants to be a part of that, not just Christian 18 to 25-year-olds. And maybe you come as a carrier for a dozen people, maybe your whole family at Christmas. You ask all the relatives, would everybody pitch in 10 bucks? And all of a sudden you're looking around and you got 250 bucks in your hands and you're the carrier, the vessel. You bring it on their behalf and you put it into the pot. And we blow this goal away and we say to the world, to these slaves, we're standing up for you. Our hearts are for you. We're engaged with God on your behalf, and it's going to be powerful. And you definitely want to be a part of it. Towels and socks are in the mix too. They always are. We're going to help the homeless, the less fortunate in Atlanta. So we want to make sure we reach all of our goals, exceed what we've ever done in the past. And so make sure there's a towel and a package of socks in your bag when you pack to come to Atlanta. But that's a little thing. We're talking about really leaning in to this 27 million thing. And that's going to mean that you got to start figuring out how you can set something aside to make that happen. And speaking of the world, I'm going to go to this break, and I just want to play you a little taste of this amazing recording, Chris Tomlin. Chris just coming out actually in the next day or two with a collection album. It's really a best of all these amazing songs that God's breathed out through Chris over the past 10 years, and it's just a phenomenal collection of songs. But as Chris was making the album, he wanted to put some fresh things on there, some new things on there, some new recordings of some of these songs, and so he did. And one of those was the title track to this collection. It's called The Essential Collection, the title track, which is How Great Is Our God. And Chris always thought, if I could go back and re-record that song again, I'd like to make it global. You know, we've sung it in dozens of countries around the world. Chris has sung it in other countries around the world on his own. And it's just so cool. This is a global song for the global church. And so Chris sent out an email to some of the key worship leaders around the world and said, hey, will you just go in the studio? I'm going to send you the track. And then you just go for it, just like the Spirit leads you. You just sing it out in your language as you feel it to the same track that all these other guys are going to be singing to. They did that, sent all the stuff back. Chris and the producer are sitting in the studio just listening now to all these recordings coming back. Marcos Witt singing in Spanish, Fernan Gino singing in Portuguese, a Hindi singer, a Russian singer, a Zulu choir, Afrikaans, Mandarin Chinese, and I might have forgotten one or two, but they all came back. And man, the way God's Spirit led all of them in these different recording studios around the world, I mean, when you put it together, you think they're all standing in one room and the producer's going, okay, you come in here, you sing harmony with this, you come in and do this little ad-lib right here, but it is just the Spirit putting it all together. So coming out actually in a day or two on what will be a great Christmas present, I think, for anybody you know, Chris Tomlin, How Great Is Our God, The Essential Collection. That sounded like a little pitch. Well, it was. But anyway, it's the song, How Great Is Our God, World Edition. And we're going to play a little bit of it for you. You're going to freak out hearing this. So I'll be right back. Enjoy. I don't know about you, but that just floors me. It is so much a reflection of what's going on in heaven and so powerful. All I can say is, wow, how great is our God in every language, every tribe, every tongue, every race, every people. Man, just praise you, Lord. It's awesome. It's awesome. So we're on the way to the dome together. The whole world is waiting on us to rise up and be a freedom generation. And I just want to say thanks for being back with us today. You do not want to miss our live podcast. We're going to try a little something we've never done before coming up on the 30th of this month. That's November 30th, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. We are going to be doing the podcast, what you're listening to right now, but we're doing it live, video and audio. So if you can see it online, if you can check in with us online, you'll be able to watch. It's going to be a one-hour podcast with me and some guests. And we're going to try it. So it's going to be kind of an experiment. And I hope a bunch of you guys will come and join with us. Some of you guys that were on the live link with us earlier, by all means, check back in. It's like a little shrunk down version of the live link with just me. It's not like a full blown production, but it's going to be cool. It's going to be kind of like what we're doing right now. We'll just be face to face. So you don't need to get your group together. You don't need to get all your roommates together. It's just kind of me and you, wherever you are. You might be in a lab. You might be at home. You might be on your phone watching it. But November 30th, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, you want to be a part of the Live Passion 2012 podcast, our first ever Live Passion podcast. I don't want you to miss out on it. It's going to be incredible. I'll have all the updates for you as we're rolling towards our December 1st price increase for Passion 2012. That's coming up, by the way. December 1st is when the price goes up again. So you get the very lowest price right now, up until December 1st, registering for Passion 2012 at the Dome. And you can just come to our site, and there's a lot of resources there. You can get a Headed to the Dome t-shirt. You can get a video downloaded, or you can get a promo pack with some rave cards or a poster to put up wherever you are to let your friends know you're headed to the Dome. You can get a sticker or some stickers, or you can get the stuff. And it's not little gimmicky stuff. It's just a way for you to kind of put something out there and say, look, I'm going to the Dome. And somebody's going to go, what's the Dome? And you're going to go, that's Passion 2012. What's that? That's a generation of people who want to live for what matters most. Well, what matters most? Well, we believe what matters most is the glory of God. So I'm praying right now for all you guys that are going to be sitting up in section 325 and 225 and 119 and down here on the field and everywhere else in this dome. We're bathing this thing in prayer. We're covering it in our expectation and our hope today. And I really want you to be a part of it. 268generation.com/passion2012 is the way you can get on board with what's happening there. Go check it out. David Crowder's Let Me Feel You Shine, thank you so much for letting us play a little sample of that. Chris Tomlin's World Edition of How Great Is Our God, thanks, Chris, for letting us share that. And Matt Redman, thank you for We Are the Free. That's going to lead us out today. And I'll be back with you. This is the cool part. We're back together. We're back on. This is happening. The Passion Podcast is back from the dead, people. So I'll see you soon. Won't be too long before we pop another one of these onto the radar for you guys. So have a great day today. Remember that you are in the place of God right now. Trust Him. Obey Him. Use your gifts. Have a positive attitude of expectation and trust that God is working even in the dark. That's what He always does. So good to be back with you today. Look forward to seeing you soon on the Passion Podcast. We are the free, the freedom generation.